I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's 6 PM. And first, we'll have the roll call of the board to make sure we can hear everyone. Mr. Beaupre?
Present.
Mr. Corson?
Here.
Mr. Dyer?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
Ms. Alphont?
Here.
And Ms. Stratton?
I'm here.
And I'm here. So I guess we're all here and we can all hear each other. So the first thing on the agenda would be to hear comments from the public that's not on the agenda. And so we still only have one person from the public. So this gives that person quite an opportunity. Is there anyone in the public who would like to bring something up that's not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we are going to move right on to, and if somebody comes in later and they want to wait till other business, we could talk about it then. The town administrator's report, please.
So there are a couple of questions that have come up. We asked about the new recycling compactor. So I still think that this is going to take some planning. Last September, I had Woodard and Curran come out. I don't know if any of you remember. And there were some initial drawings to show what it might look like in terms of the placement of a new compactor. But I think we need to come up with a more definite plan. And then there was talk at that time about doing a full analysis of the space for safety and flow, but nothing ever happened with that. It wasn't anything formal that I remember. I think it was just a discussion. I have to look back at the minutes. And I still have the drawing that Woodard and Curran did. So I don't think that we can just place an order. I've written down here my contact information for Jim O'Regan at Atlantic Recycling. That's where we got the last two compactors. So I guess it's still a discussion. We have $17,878 in the reserve fund.
Marjorie, just a quick question. So is that enough to actually buy a compactor?
Yeah, the last one we got was a little over 17.
Okay, so
I don't have a current quote, so.
No, I'm just trying to get a general understanding of where we are with this. So if we had a plan drawn, that means we would probably have to have somebody, we'd have to hire an engineer to create a plan. Is that what we're talking about? Or?
Well, either that or you'd have to have Atlantic Recycling come over for an initial visit and tell us what they need. But you, one thing that you have to have before you put a compactor in is those stops. And I think that the town has built those or have those installed. You know what I mean by that, right? The I think they're made of concrete or a heavy metal. So it stops the can from sliding too far. Is that? Yeah. Well, anyway, there's got to be a setup for this. Whether that's an engineer or whether that's just the Atlantic Recycling designing something for us, we just never got that far.
So I'd like to ask the board, what do you think the next step is in this so that we can move this project forward? Mark?
I think Marjorie should have that entity that she mentioned come over and meet with her. Sounds like they had a sort of a draft plan of how to accomplish it up there. Revisit the idea and get a recommendation of where it should be installed and what will be our responsibility and what will be their responsibility and try to move this thing forward.
Would that also include deciding where maybe one of the demolition compactors go in order to fit everything in there? Would that
be private? I'm giving Ralph the codes to get in. But yeah, that was part of a conversation last fall that we needed to decide where it was going to go and if we were going to move perhaps the metal outside and put the recycling in. But those are decisions that have to be worked out.
Okay, is there anyone else on the board who has a comment? Bo.
So I haven't been in much of those talks about that, but I do agree with Mark that they should come over and give us their opinion anyway. And I think, I mean, I haven't been to...
Uh-oh. I think you elevated Bob Ernest and...
My mistake, Bo. I apologize. I had the wrong beat, Bo.
Yeah, I think Bob Ernest is in the.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's what I was trying to clean up. I'm sorry, Bo. Go ahead.
I finally got this computer figured out, and you kicked me out.
I know, it's pretty mean of me. I'll tell you.
So, I mean, I've been to several dumps where, you know, it's easier and move stuff along if you're able to dump your debris into an actual dumpster. I'm not necessarily meaning the metal, but like construction debris. Yeah, I think it'd be quicker and it'd be easier and we'd have more room in the dumpster. We'd be able to pack it a lot better in the long run if we had something like the underground. I know it's revamping everything, but that might be something to talk to them about to see how to do that properly.
But that would be in addition to, that would be a different project, yeah. But it could be part of the same project.
Yes.
Well, what I suggest, I mean, I'm just suggesting, anybody else have anything they want to say before I make a suggestion? I'm suggesting that maybe Mark and Bo work with Marjorie, or at least when the person comes down, maybe you guys, if you wouldn't mind going up there and checking out with Marjorie, so that we have some continuity, because this project might not get finished before she leaves. Mark?
I'd like to bow out of that one.
Okay. Bo?
I really don't think they need me up there.
Okay. Bo, would you like to meet them with Marjorie?
I don't mind meeting them with Marjorie.
Okay. So Marjorie, if you could get in touch with Bo when they're coming down, and talk so that you can coordinate. I just think it'd be good to have a point person on the board so we can move this forward. If we kind of maybe have that happen with different projects, we'll get, they call it in strategic planning, a champion. So we need a champion for the cardboard. So Mark.
And I don't mean tonight, but at some point Marjorie is correct that we had mentioned taking a more holistic look at that facility up there. And I would like to keep that sort of on the list of possible subjects to revisit, if we could.
Okay, so we could add that to a future agenda.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to keep the list going here.
What was that, Mark, to revamp, to possibly revamp the dump?
To take a more complete look at the facility with some advice from people that build them and lay them out, to see if we need to start planning for some add-ons, a different type of system anywhere, anything like that.
I might be able to just talk to them, to the compactor people, and see. Most likely they've been to more dumps than I have.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, Marjorie, we didn't want to derail your administrative report. You're muted.
I sent a packet of materials to Pam Trinward at Shelley Pingree's office that you asked me to send about the dredging project. That was on, I sent that out on July 14th, but I haven't heard anything back from them yet. And I also wanted to give you a heads up about the deputy rental. Brad Mead said that he's going to go up on his price next year to $7,000. So that's about $3,300 a month. And I really don't have any idea what people spend for a monthly rental, but it's something to think about if you want to possibly look for something else, or if you wanted to stay with that, that's fine too. But I would have been remiss if I didn't at least notify you that, you know, we've paid for this year at $6,200, but he's going to go up to $7,000. And I will, I'm sorry about the budget reports and things. It's just kind of been crazy. I will do a budget report for the August 12th meeting and we can, but it'll be for the 2020 fiscal year. We're only 1 month into the current fiscal year. And then we'll do some more analysis of the final budget figures. That's all I have. We'll talk about the ambulance later on the agenda.
And also you have on here that Jackie Robbins, the assessor, will be coming down. So I assume that's to explain about the new values on people's tax bills, as well as
that's what you wanted, right?
Right.
You wanted her to come to the Zoom meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
To discuss, you know, the new values so that people aren't confused when they get their bill, and also to discuss the mill rate. I think that would be helpful for the community to get that out there. I have one question going back to about the dredging. Is it possible, Marjorie, for you to just follow up with Pam and just see if she has any new news?
Okay.
All right, anyone have any questions of Marjorie on anything that she talked about or anything that you might have want to discuss? All right, thank you, Marjorie, for that report. Anyone in the audience have a question of Marjorie? You can raise your hand and I will try to see it, but David, I'm sure will if I don't. Okay. It doesn't seem as if anybody has any questions about Marjorie's report. All right, moving on. The next thing on the agenda is to hear any updates regarding COVID-19. I have a couple that came from the CART team, and then maybe Marjorie will have some. They were advertising for the various jobs. One of the things that was interesting is that one of our jobs was COVID ambassador, and Polly Wentworth reported yesterday, she's on the CBL board, and that Casco Bay Lines has hired three of these people with a similar job to ride the Casco Bay boats, which was kind of interesting. She said it's working well and helping the crew to keep people safe. Also, there will be a survey and an update coming out because they felt that they needed some feedback from people to make sure that that we're covering everything that we need as a town. So that survey will be coming out both as a hard copy and also as a Survey Monkey. One of the discussions that came up was the fact that in August, we always have the August people, the people who come here in August but are not here in July. So Marjorie pointed out that she has gotten a lot of calls from people wanting to know how things work. So they're going to put out some more information, kind of a duplication of what they did earlier to help inform people. And the testing, they have gone to a different lab. They're now connected with the state lab in Augusta, and it's going to be a much quicker turnaround. And there's a new pager number you can check with Beverly's website. Marjorie, do you have anything else from the COVID front?
We've got the final grant document. I don't. We're going to be, you and Lila and I are going to be getting together to review those applications.
Yes, right. Jay?
What applications have we received for the various five positions?
We've received several positions, several applications. What do you mean?
Would you like to flesh that out a little bit?
Well, I can't tell you who applied for the jobs, but...
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Marjorie, are we supposed to tell people who's applying for the jobs at this point?
So they're going to be considered town employees, and they haven't been hired yet, so technically we're not supposed to discuss applicants until somebody's hired.
Let me rephrase the question, maybe. How many applications have we received for each of the three job categories?
Marjorie's probably better able to do that. Some people applied for more than one.
I don't even know if I still have these.
I didn't bring them with me tonight, but there's at least two people for the various positions.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's really where we are. We're still accepting applications. It hasn't closed. Bo?
So when is it closing? Is that when we're going to get the applicants?
It's closing as soon as we find a suitable candidate. That's how it was worded. So we haven't had an opportunity to get a hiring committee together to look at it. That's where we are right now. Lila's on the committee, and Suhail just had a medical procedure. So hopefully in the next couple of days. So if you want to apply, Bo, there's still opportunity. Anyone else have a question about that? Okay. No more questions about COVID? All right, let's go on to 21-068, Bulky Waste Weekend.
Do you want me to talk?
Sure.
Okay. So, was it last week? Somebody was asking me about the Bulky Waste Weekend. I had totally forgot about it, to tell you the truth. I've been so busy. But I had a discussion with Chuck Elder and Doug Wallace, who are the main employees that handle that on that weekend. And we started going through how that happens and the procedures. And it became clear early on in our discussion that we really couldn't do it. Number one, they don't want to be exposed to a bunch of different people that they don't know. And it would just make people congregate in one area, as it usually does. You have people lined up and people loading and unloading materials. So my recommendation was not to have it at all this year. It just doesn't seem feasible.
Mark?
I'd like to make a motion that the town of Shebig cancels this year's Bulky Waste Weekend due to concerns for safety, for people's safety.
I second.
Okay, thank you, Bo. So Bo seconded. I saw a couple other possible seconds there, but Bo had his voice there. So any discussion on this? All right, so now we're going to do a roll call. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
I'm a yes. Did you want to see if there was any public comment on
this? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for that. Yeah. I'm going to stop that right in the middle of it. That was...
Probably isn't, but...
Please, whenever I do anything like that, I'm more than happy to have somebody tell me. Okay, so is there anyone in the audience who wants to talk about the Bulky Waste? See, you can raise your hand if you would like to. Okay, seeing none, Mark's already voted yes. Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is a yes, so it's unanimous. Okay, now an update on the paving project. And I just want to report, I saw three trucks come off the stone wharf tonight when I picked Rachel up. So it looks to me like they're using the stone wharf as well as Bennett's. So I'm assuming that's where it went. They were giant trucks with loaded with materials. So anyway, Marjorie.
I don't know if Mark has a better update than I do. We signed the contract. I don't. Probably Mark has more information. Okay.
Right. Would you like to report?
Sure. So, like Marjorie said, we have signed the revised contract. We are planning to have Firehouse Road, North Road from the Schoolhouse Road to the Cottage Road, which begins right near the hook, and from there all the way across the entire length of Cottage Road over to South Road, paved this year. Last Tuesday, I had Jerry Douglas and his paving foreman down for one last look. They seemed to be comfortable with the thicknesses and the widths and the process that they're going to use to pave those roads. Bo and the Chuck and Doug did a really good job getting all of the culverts replaced on Firehouse and North and Cottage Roads, were all set to go there. Probably late August, early September is going to be the project date. They weren't able to give us a definite day or a week yet, but they're going to be hauling material over here. And I sent you all out an email last week, I believe, just letting you all know that it is 2,100 tons of pavement that they're, cold mix pavement that they're gonna have to haul over here. So it's a substantial amount. So it's going to increase the barging activity, to say the least. It's approximately 90 to 92 triaxle dump truck loads with 23 tons each. So, I hope that they do haul some of it at Stone Wharf and some of it at Bennett's. But right now it's a big tide, so that's probably why they came into the Stone Wharf. It's a lot easier with a 10 foot 8 tide right now, as compared to usually an 8.5 foot tide. So probably that's why that's happening, but I'm not sure. So with the history down at Bennett's Cove of the residents being riled up at times and sending us complaints the last time we had a big paving project, I think it may be prudent of us to consider sending a letter from the town, just letting them know that the barging activity is likely to be heavy during the month of August due to our paving project needs for material. Just giving them a heads up, letting them know so that we don't get told like we did last time that we just didn't say anything and we just went ahead and did what we wanted to do, which I understand we can do, but I just think it might be something for us to consider. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Mark and I talked about this when we were developing the agenda. And so I've drafted a letter to the folks down at Bennett's Cove and the Chandler's Cove neighborhood and on to Deer Point, the people who are impacted. And, you know, really, it's really kind of, you know, that we're sorry that this is all coming at the same time, but all of the timetables changed and everything else. And so, now I can also add that some will be coming to the Stone Wharf. So I would like to have a sense of the board that you think that that this would be a good thing for us to reach out to the folks down there and let them know what's going on. Anybody have any comments on the board? Jay?
I think it's a very good idea that we notify them that we're doing a large repaving job this year and that there will be some disruption, and we're going to try and manage it as best we can using the Stone Wharf as well as Bennett's Cove. And you might attach to that the shark letter so that they're not in the water.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. David?
I really was going to say exactly what Jay said without the shark reference.
How about you, Bo?
It might be prudent, too, to put something down at the Stone Pier. Just to, hey, we're planning to pave. We're going to have some trucks. Please be respectful of traffic flow or something. I don't know.
Good. You mean make a sign?
Yeah, just a sign posted in where we post the agenda, even just as people come off the CTC boat, just as a heads up, because, not everybody attends these meetings.
That's a good idea. Would it be a good idea for me to get in touch with Beverly and maybe also put it on the town website just to tell people about for example, the Stone Wharf traffic as well?
That
just to be watching out for big trucks?
I don't think that would hurt.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, let's just not make too big a deal so people are going to be expecting 10 trucks a day for the next the next 30 days.
Well,
at both locations,
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is supposed to be more of an informational.
Right. And,
there are going to be some trucks coming, so just we wanted to give you a heads up.
Right, exactly. Thank you. David?
Yeah, again, I'm going to echo what Jay said. Let's not make a big deal out of it. I do believe that we've picked the right time in the middle of this pandemic to add more traffic to the Stone Wharf, and it's probably not going to be as bad as it could be in other years.
Hardly be noticed.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have a question or a comment about paving? All right. Thank you. Now, moving on to...
Point of order?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to comment about the paving or have questions about the paving?
That wasn't my point of order.
Oh.
I was just going to suggest that you would ask for, without objection, to proceed with the letter that you've written.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Well, by consensus, would that be, is that everyone feels that it's okay to send that letter?
Yes.
Now you can ask the audience.
Pardon me?
Are you going to send it to us just to take a quick look?
Sure. Yeah, I will. I haven't.
With comments? Just...
Yeah, I'll send it tomorrow or tonight after the meeting.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So everyone thinks it's a good idea.
Yes.
No one saying no. Okay, great. I'll circulate that.
Do we send an okay when we see it, after we see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is once I get the okay, I'll send it to Marjorie and then put it on letterhead from the town. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, David. David's my, he's my controller here.
Wingman.
But also I needed to ask the people out there about it too, Dave.
Yes.
Okay, so the next one is the town administrator search to hear an update. And so we have had interest already in the town administrator search. Right now we're using MMA, New Hampshire and Massachusetts MMAs. And we this afternoon made an arrangement with Maine Jobs from the Portland Press Herald online. And they have a service where it's kind of like they connect jobs with people so that, people who are looking for jobs as well as people who are searching for jobs. So we signed up for that. And so the date that we've put on for applications to close is 8:15. And at that point, I'll put together packets, circulate them. We can have a meeting in executive session and determine if there's anybody we want to interview or how many we want to interview and figure out what we're going to do from there on. Does that make sense to everybody as a process? Yeah. Okay. Anybody not think that makes sense? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience who has a question about the town administrative search? Okay, seeing none. And I want to thank Marjorie for forwarding. We were advised to just put an address and have people actually send them in hard copies, because they said it actually kept people from just phishing and you knew who was serious. So we didn't put an email address, but they're sending them to Marjorie anyway. So she's sending them to me and I'm writing back and saying, please send us a packet. And they're all saying, yes, thank you. So anyway, that's where we are with that. All right, the next thing on the agenda is to accept the resignation from Chip Corson from the planning board.
I move to accept Chip Corson's resignation.
And Jay seconded it. And I hope that I'm not sure what the process is with the town when people retire from a board, but Chip's been on there a long time and he's put a lot of effort into it. And I hope that that we send letters out to thank people for their service and that we're accepting it with regrets.
Exactly.
Anyone else, anybody on the board have a comment? Anyone in the audience have a comment? All right, let's do it. We'll have a roll call vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson? You're muted.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mrs. Damon says yes. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is to set a date for the Selectman workshop to set goals for the new fiscal year. This came about because Herb did a great job sending us a list of projects that were kind of out there. And it's something we've done in the past where we've sat down and said, okay, what are we really going to try to get accomplished this year? And the more I thought about it and I started looking at the calendar, I'm wondering if we should wait until we have the new town administrator and do that when the new town administrator first comes. But I'm just throwing that out there as an idea. Well, what do you think? I'm going to poll the board.
I agree. We should wait till new town administrator get whoever it is in the loop same time.
What do you think, Jay?
I think it would be important for a new town administrator to be there to participate and help direct and so forth.
Okay. Mark?
I agree.
David?
I agree, but I think we ought to do it maybe a couple of weeks after that new person starts, because it would be an awful lot to throw them into the deep end and hold them under.
Oh, I didn't mean the first day they showed up. but you know, I agree. So
we could start with the Stone War.
Yeah,
right. Maybe sunset.
Maybe we drive them all over the island and show them. But anyway, okay, so we're going to put that on hold for a while by consensus. The next item on the agenda, 21-073, new town ambulance, to hear a presentation from the fire chief regarding a new ambulance. And David, can you elevate Ralph to the panelist mode here?
He has been elevated.
He's already been great. Ralph, are you on there?
You are muted, Ralph.
I'm elevated and unmuted.
Elevated.
Great. So, Ralph, what we'd like you to do is you know, give us some background and make a proposal for it. We thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. So, I don't really know. I think everybody kind of knows what's going on here. The ambulance we have now is slated to be replaced in 2022. This all sparked my concern when I saw that we had no money in the capital budget this year for a new ambulance. And I know things change every two or three years on how we do things, but I was told very clearly in the last year or so that we wouldn't be borrowing money for apparatus, that we would be putting money aside every year and then purchasing it that way. So we had some brake issues. The front brakes on the ambulance need to be replaced, which is a long job. A couple weeks ago, coming back from an EMS call, backing into the station, the rear brake line, one of the rear brake lines blew. So we had really bad brakes on the front and not on the rear. And so we got that resolved fairly quickly, but it is an aging ambulance. And we have the opportunity now to buy a demo unit from E1. It's from Greenwood through E1 that I think is a really good deal. I hope all of you got the two quotes, the one from Greenwood and the other one from the other one that I just sent out like an hour ago. I think it's a great deal. I think it obviously saves the town, I don't know, $40,000 or $50,000 in the long run. And I think it would be great if we could do it. Anybody have any questions, I guess?
Jay
has his hand up. Okay. Ralph, unfortunately, I haven't seen either one of these quotes. So, you know, I don't know what we're talking about in terms of the money.
Oh. Okay.
That's step one. The second question I had is, given the current ambulance, which is 2003, I think.
Yeah.
With about 14,000 miles on it. What would it take to bring that up to prime, you know, mechanically?
The problem with the ambulance we have currently is the way it was constructed is the back box, the compartment is all made of particle board, plywood and stuff. So to refurb that is really, it's really not an option. It costs more to refurb that, excuse me, than it probably is worth. They're talking about re-chassing. So there's a lot, I guess that's a lot of different options, Jay. I don't think I could come up with a quick answer for that. If you put that box on a new chassis and refurb that box, I think it would cost more than what we're looking at now. That's my guess, but I honestly don't know. Nobody really does that because of the way this ambulance is constructed. I guess that's probably as clear as mud, unfortunately. But this ambulance that we're looking at through Greenwood, my hope is when we go to replace it in 20, 25 years, whatever it is, that we will be able to pick that box up, refurb it, and set it on a new chassis and and save ourselves a lot of money, probably $50,000, $60,000 at that point anyway. Does that help answer any of the question?
Probably not. Not particularly, quite frankly, but
I don't know how to answer the question. Go ahead.
No, without having any of the numbers in front of me, it's tough to.
Marjorie, do you have them right in front of you? I can look them up.
Was that a question to me?
Yeah. Do you have the numbers right in front of you? I think.
This isn't the time to bring this up, but maybe we have the wrong email for Jay, because Jay's we've sent all of the emails to Jay that we sent to everybody else.
Yeah.
So no, you know, Christine, that maybe we need to update the email.
You guys don't love me anymore?
It's in the packet online.
We've been sending them. So if you're not getting them, then we need to check that out. Okay. So the proposal is to purchase a 2016 Ford E450. And the ambulance itself is $134,090. And the power load system is an additional $22,600. So the total is $156,690. So it's a demonstration model. It has 3,550 miles on it. We have $122,582 in the ambulance reserve. That leaves a balance of $34,100. We could possibly use a fire department reserve, which has a balance of $54,632.
Thank you, Marjorie, for that background. I think that helps to frame it. Mark?
This question is for Ralph, if I may, Donna. Ralph, yes. Is that your choice? Is that your recommendation? That demo vehicle from Greenwood for $158,000?
Yes, it is. It actually fits pretty close to almost exactly what we were thinking of for an ambulance anyway. Another quote from another company per Donna's request, and it was, I tried to make it as close to apple as possible, and it was $198,720 from the other company. So
okay.
It's about what I expected.
Okay. And if I may, just a couple more points, Donna. Marjorie, whether we ask the people for permission to move money from a reserve account, or whether we ask the people for permission to use undesignated fund balance, that's going to take a special town meeting vote, correct?
Well, when I was looking at everything today, I looked at the fire department reserve, and the purpose says capital maintenance and replacement of fire trucks, comma, associated firefighting / rescue equipment and communication equipment. So it seems to me that ambulance comes under rescue equipment, but it's a bit of a stretch.
Okay, so we may have that authority if that's the direction that we chose to take. That's what you're saying? Thank you. And Ralph, I don't want to get bogged down, but would there be any other expenses, in your opinion, for needed equipment for this new rescue purchase?
No.
Okay. And what about the old rescue? Would you try to hold on to the old rescue? And if so, what would you use for a stretcher for the second rescue? If the new rescue was here and on a call and you had the power stretcher with that, would you just use a regular folding stretcher for now?
Ideally, what the backup ambulance is really for is a backup. So if we have to do a brake job on our primary ambulance,
yeah,
we use that as a backup. We do have a backup stretcher. It's a manual stretcher, which we used in the past.
Okay.
So my plan would be to only use it in a second ambulance.
Yeah.
If it was a second and third call, it would be only to use it if the other ambulance was out of service.
Okay. So the real point of my question is, as long as if we decide to move $30,000 to $40,000, that sounds like it's going to be adequate.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
I know people have asked, we will not be stocking this ambulance with anything. So it will be bare ambulance. And obviously, it will still take maintenance every year. It'll have to have oil and filter changes and things like that.
Right.
Obviously, it won't be used so very often. so it, you know, maintenance would be low.
Thank you.
Yep.
David and then Bo.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. You asked most of the questions I had. But the one last question I do have is, I'm understanding then that you want to keep the old ambulance as a second backup unit, and where would that be stored?
Well, Bo brought that up a while ago, a few weeks ago. I'm not sure. We talked about alternative possibilities such as a Quonset hut type shelter to keep it outside. I'm open for suggestions. Last year, the year before, we've been talking about a addition to the station. Ideally, we would have an addition on the station and be able to park it behind the current ambulance, but that's not an option. So maybe a Quonset hut would work. I'm open for ideas and suggestions.
Well, it would seem to me that the Quonset hut would be required because we're not going to be building a building within the next few weeks. Have you priced Quonset huts that would be appropriate for storage of that vehicle?
I have not.
Okay, Bo and then Jay.
So David just took my question and stuff. I was thinking maybe we'd add, I've priced out some of those Quonset huts. You're looking at probably $5,000-$6,000 for a sizable one, and sometimes even more depending on the widths of the doors. Because the one that I looked at was $6,000, and it was for, I could drive a dump truck in. So I don't know what the ambulance width is and stuff like that. So Jay might know more because he's probably bought more than I have.
Jay?
I was going to say, I think that you could probably buy an adequately sized one for, that's buying the heaviest weight cover, which gives it a 15-year guarantee from the company, probably in the neighborhood of $2,500, $3,000. Bo, if you need some help, I'll.
Hook me up.
You had something else, Jay?
No.
Okay. I just had a couple of quick questions. So we're talking about this demo is 2016. So that means it's already 4 years old, going on five. And you're saying this could get 20 to 25 years, but we only got 17 out of a brand new one.
The last one.
I don't understand the, how that works, and then how in 25 years we're going to be able to use the same chassis, because I just know that technology changes. I mean, that would be a dream maybe, but do we actually have firm that would actually happen?
Well, I know other departments do the same thing. I know Portland only gets 5 years out of an ambulance, but they are re-chassising their ambulance. So when I say re-chassis, they pick the box off the back, refurb it so it's brand new, basically, and back another truck under it. And Portland's ambulances are more expensive than what we look at, but they're saving in the neighborhood of $60,000 per ambulance. Technologies do change, but they refurb them with things that work. I think in 20 years, I think it would work. This ambulance that we're looking at right now, the configuration of it is almost identical to what we're using right now. The compartment sizes are all rough, pretty much the same. There's really not a lot of change there.
Okay, thank you. Logically to me, if Portland's doing it every 5 years, that does make sense. But to think of, to me, it's not a selling point. There are other selling points, I guess, to that. So just to before we ask the public for their comments, just to go back, so there are no other costs other than like this Quonset hut thing that would be associated, all the, like the defibrillators, everything is consistent with the, would be consistent with the new one. We wouldn't have to get a new stretcher. We wouldn't have to get a new, any kind of material equipment to go into this. Is that what you're saying?
No, all the equipment would come off the old ambulance and go onto the new ambulance. All the back bullets, the defibrillators, everything.
It's all consistent. That's what my point is. It would be consistent. So we wouldn't need to upgrade equipment. You still there, Ralph?
Uh-oh.
Ralph, did we lose you?
He's still on the screen.
There he is. No.
Okay, so that would be absolutely no other cost except for trying to figure out where the money would come from to house the other one.
Don and David cut his hand off.
Oh, I put up my picture by mistake. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Yes, okay. Thank you. David and then Bo.
Yeah, the reserve fund that we're talking about, were there any other plans for that reserve fund? Is it going to slow up the next fire truck, for example? Are we robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Of course it will. Of course it will. You'd be looking at replenishing that fire truck reserve. There's 55,000 in there right now.
And I think that just to help the fire department feel more confident, that my feeling would be if we took the money out of that fund and we were able to avoid having a town meeting, that we would, you know, basically pledge as much as we can to put that back in the budget for next year, whatever we take out. Plus, we've just paid off the loan that we had for the last fire truck. So I would think that whatever we had put in, what we'd been putting into that loan, that was, I think that was the agreement. I wasn't on the board at the time, or maybe it was when I just got off, that the idea was we wouldn't put money into that fund until we paid it off. So my feeling would be if we took it out of that, that we would not only just pay back the 30 or 40,000 or whatever we had to take out, but in addition to that, we would pay whatever the payment was for the last 5 years, you know, 40 or 50,000. I don't know the numbers exactly, but that's kind of, pardon me?
About 50,000.
About 50. So then that would help, that would get that back up to where it needs to, then it would be over 100,000. To me, that's the way to be able to do it without a town meeting. But, you know, it's going to take more discussion. I see Ralph's hand up, Mark's hand up. So Ralph, then Mark, then Bo.
I just like to say, I like that way of thinking, Donna. I think that's exactly what we need to do. And if you look at the numbers, we're saving, you know, tens of thousands of dollars by buying this demo unit. And I think it's the right thing to do. So I back you on that.
Okay, Mark, then Bo, then Jay.
I would just like to point out that if we decide to take, let's say, $40,000 from the fire truck reserve account, that'll leave a balance of about $15,000. And if we put 50 back in, you'll have 65 in there, not 100. Did you just misstate that?
No, my idea was that we put back whatever we take out because we would have been continuing to fund the ambulance. Right. So we're taking it out, we're paying ourselves back, so we're not having to borrow money. And then in addition to that, we put the extra money in that we would have put in anyway. And we all know in the end, it's up to the voters to vote next spring. But I mean, that's something I think. Mark and then Bo.
Marjorie, would you mind giving me the reserve account numbers for the ambulance and the fire truck reserve, please?
The ambulance reserve has $122,582.
Actually, I just wanted the reserve account number so that I could have included in my motion that the The reserve. The
reserve account number?
Yeah, in the capital plan. I don't have mine in front of me. I'm sorry. I may be using the wrong term.
No, that's okay. Okay.
While she's looking that up, Mark, is it okay if Bo asks his question? Sure. Bo?
It's not a question more than just a comment. You're asking about additional costs. There will be yearly cost, or I don't know how many times the vehicle gets inspected during the year. Obviously more fuel, oil, all that stuff, but that's normal stuff for another vehicle.
While Marjorie's looking up, anyone else here have a question? Jay
had
it. I'm going to apologize, Ralph, ahead of time, but I had the audacity to go online, which is always a challenge for me. There's a firm in near Harrisburg, New Jersey, Pennsylvania rather, that deals in ambulances. They had a 2018 Ford E450 with 14 miles on it. $98,000. I have no idea if it matches up with the rest of the things you're looking for or not, but have you looked beyond, the guy that you normally would deal with in Maine?
Yes. Actually, the guy I normally deal with in Maine, this particular salesman, is not the salesman that I was intending to go with. 3 months ago. Why I picked this particular one is the construction of the ambulance. I know how it's built, and I know Greenwood has been really, really good to us. They, we had the brakes fail on the ambulance that we have now, the rear brakes, and I was able to get them over here the next morning on the first boat to fix it. So not only do they have a good ambulance at a reasonable price, they have the service to back it up, and that really means a lot. If I had an ambulance for $98,000,
doesn't sound right.
To be true, something makes me very wary about that. I'd be very concerned about buying an ambulance for $98,000 and expecting it to go any amount of time.
They have tires.
Different qualities, just like buying it's a little more than buying a car. You can buy the Chevy Chevette, or you can buy the Cadillac. There's a lot of variations in between, and I don't think we need the Cadillac, but I don't want to buy the Yugo of the bunch and in 3 years have more in bills repairing it than we did paying for it. I've seen that happen. That would be my concern.
I agree with you that the local service aspect of it is important. I think that's important. But anyway.
Just a second, Ralph. Marjorie, do you have the number for Mark?
Yes. So the fire department reserve is 9025. And the rescue vehicle or ambulance reserve is 9192. And I just wanted to say that I did review this in my memo, but the relationship that we have with Greenwood is like the relationship that we've created with Allstate's Paving. I mean, ever since I've been here and before, you've used that one company to do paving without really going out to a bidding process. And Greenwood is that same kind of relationship where we've developed that relationship with this company, both for maintenance and when we do have to purchase something, we use them. So, as Ralph said, the maintenance piece of it is huge.
I'm going to go to the attendees to see if there's anybody who has a question. Before we get ready for a motion. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to make a comment or ask a question about this topic? This is your opportunity. Okay, I don't see anybody, David, do you?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so bringing it back, Mark.
Don, I'd like to make a motion to authorize our town administrator to expend the entire amount from the ambulance fund, ambulance reserve fund number 9192, with a balance of approximately $122,400 or whatever, and to expend $40,000 out of fire truck reserve fund number 9025 to be used for purchase of a new demo ambulance and possibly a outside Quonset hut type covering, and that the Board of Selectmen agree to replenish at least this amount into the fire truck reserve fund during the next capital budget process.
I second.
Okay, so do we have any questions, comments from the board? I have one question to ask Mark. So did you add the numbers that Bo and Jay gave you for Quonset hut into that number?
I tried to, Donna. I believe that the new rescue is going to be about 157,000 possibly. Is that right, Marjorie?
It's going to be 156,690.
Yeah.
157.
And so with my motion, we will have $162,000 to play with.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were covering everything that we needed to cover before anybody voted. So I'm going to give people one more chance. Anybody on the board want to say anything?
And I will say, if anyone thinks I should up the $40,000 from the fire truck reserve fund, I am willing to consider that.
Okay. Anyone from the audience, from the participants, no, attendees, anyone out there in Zoom land? Nope, nobody there. All right, so we have a motion. Did we have a second?
Yeah, Bo seconded it.
Oh, Bo seconded it, okay. So it's been moved and seconded. So are we ready to vote? No one has any comments. So we'll start with Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yeah.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Damon says yes. And I guess one thing that I would like to say in closing, thank you, Ralph, for bringing this forward. We have got to figure out how going forward, though, that we can somehow make sure that we are figuring out a timetable so that we can coincide with town meetings. Luckily, we had enough money here, because we would have had to have a special town meeting, and in this COVID time, it's tough. So just be thinking as we're going forward for different equipment, if we can somehow, you know, have it coincide with the regular town meeting, it would be great. That's just my thoughts.
That's great to me.
Thank you, Ralph. Okay, so the next item here is communications. I'm looking for my papers just a second. Okay, we had two communications, at least that I know of, and maybe another. One came from Matt Ridgway, regarding CTC and their request that they meet with representatives from Chibig Fire and Rescue, the town administrator, and representatives from the Board of Selectmen to discuss three different issues having to do with rescue protocols and CTC. So I'm suggesting, I spoke to Mark that we go forward with meeting with them, that Mark and I represent the board. Marjorie is part of that. Ralph, and if Ralph wants to pick somebody else to go as well, and that we go and find out what their, you know, what their concerns are. And they also want to talk about the fact that, you know, we're in those extreme low tides, they're concerned, you know, about grounding out. Bo.
David, is Ralph still on?
He's in the audience, so to speak. I can put him back on.
Could we do that?
Okay. Ralph may speak.
Ralph, did you see the letter, or did somebody talk to you about Matthew Ridgway's letter to the board?
I did get an email about it, and I said that I'd be willing to meet, and suggested Marjorie schedule it, the meeting.
Okay.
Right, I think it was addressed to Ralph. The actual letter was to Ralph and the Chebig Board of Selectmen, so... thank you, Ralph, for getting right back to Marjorie on that, too. We appreciate that. All right. So do we need a motion to do that, or can we do it by consensus?
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I move that we have representatives from the board meet with the CTC regarding both the pandemic issues as well as grounding issues.
I second.
All right, do you want to be specific on who you send?
Mark Dyer and Donna Damon, sure.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Anyone on the board have a comment before we go to the audience? Mark.
I think all that we're going to be doing is agreeing to meet with them, listen to what their concerns are. Most of them have to do with interaction with our EMS fire rescue service, I believe. And one of them obviously is the dredging issue that we're hoping we can resolve sometime in the future and then report back to the board on how and what those meetings were, how they went.
Yeah, I look at this as a preliminary just discussion. Jay, did you have a comment?
No.
I couldn't see if your hand was up. No. Okay. Anyone in the audience have a comment? All right, seeing none. No more comments? All right, I'll call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. The second communication we had was from Chief Monroe. And Chief Monroe was concerned about several different issues I'll just read the bottom line. I hope we can work through these problems and open a better line of communication. It's all about working together for our community. So I think it would be good to have a workshop, have the board have a workshop with Ralph and Marjorie and some of the representatives. I would hope what I would like to see is the officers, if they're available for the fire rescue, and that we sit down, and I know we can't sit down, we'll have to do a Zoom meeting, but that we, you know, we kind of sit down and talk about what some of their issues might be and how our communication can be better. Is there anyone who would like to talk about that? Mark.
And how or / when would you envision this happening, Donna?
Well, we would do it by Zoom. And my thought would be sometime in the next couple of weeks or whatever it worked for. I would check with, you know, the fire rescue. I don't think it's anything that's going to have to happen tomorrow, but I think that Ralph reached out, and I think that we should talk about it. Should meet. Bo.
I mean, I don't see us meeting for a tremendous amount of time. Is it something that we can do during a regular board meeting?
No, I guess my feeling is there's the issues that he's talking about are the decontamination room, apparatus replacement schedule, volunteer burnout, and he's got a bunch of things here that I really think that we need to have, you know, have them come in and talk to us. And I think that on a regular meeting, it really, it's more of a workshop than a than an agenda item. Bo?
I understand that, but all those items are money, and it's all the public's money. I think they would either their voice their opinion or at least hear it.
Oh, they can in a workshop. The public's welcome to a workshop, and they can participate.
Okay.
This would be a private meeting because we've got five people. It has to be a public meeting. This isn't an executive session or anything. This is just a way. Because, and you know, if they don't want to do it, that's okay too. I mean, I'm just reaching out and saying that that's just my personal opinion that it might be a positive thing to do. So it's up to the other four of you and the fire people. David.
I'm just wondering if maybe this isn't a topic that should also be delayed until we have a new town administrator on board. I just raised that as an option. I don't really have a strong feeling one way or the other. And Ralph does have his hand raised to speak at the moment.
That might not be a bad idea, David. Okay, Ralph?
I'm okay with meeting whenever you want to. Those are all topics I think are really important. Also, I would like to meet with some of you in person. I'd like to show you how we operate right now. Our EMS is definitely quite often under more stress, duress than normal. And I'd like to ask you up, come up to the firehouse and walk through the process of what we have to do now so you have a better understanding of what I'm asking for and why.
Mark?
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to start it out. I'm not sure if all five of us would go up there with masks on or whether a couple of us would go up there and meet with Ralph and whoever and then report back to the board. But I think Ralph brings up a good point. I think having a quick look-see and a quick chat about the discussions might be a good way to start. And then if more discussions need to happen with all of us, then we take it from there.
Okay. That's a point. That's a thought. Anybody have any thoughts on Mark's thought?
I think it's a good
Mark's suggestion. What? It's a good one? Is that what you said, David?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in the audience? I see some fire people on there. I see what they think. They don't think. They're not thinking. They're not. I don't mean they're not thinking. I mean they're not. Nobody's asking to speak. So. Okay, so how do we want to leave this? Mark?
I'm just speaking for myself only that I'm open to an invitation to come up to the fire station with a mask on and maybe participate with another select person for a discussion and a quick tour of how some things actually are up there and how they're going, and then decide with the chief and his representatives of whether a bigger discussion should be happening after that.
Okay. Bo?
I wouldn't mind being part of that meeting also. It might be smart for that meeting to have Marjorie there, that she knows some of the history. And then after we hire, or you know, if we hire a new town administrator, have the meeting once again with them and get them basically up to speed.
That sounds like a plan. Ralph, how does that sound to you?
I'm okay with that. I can meet August 3rd at 1900 at 7 o'clock if that works.
Well, Jason, his hand up. We'll hold that. I'm writing it down, but and we'll talk about it in a minute. August 3rd, 7 p.m. Okay, Jay.
I was going to say I'm always up for a field trip. You know, I'd like to go up and do it. I don't know August 3rd if I'm available or not, though.
Next Monday.
If three of you go, then it needs to be advertised as a meeting. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's open to the public, so the public could come as well.
I'm sorry, was it Monday the 3rd at 7?
That would be fine with me, and I have no problem having it open to the public as long as everybody's wearing a mask. I would invite anybody and everybody. I'd love to see all of you up there.
Okay, so you're inviting the whole board then, which it's a real meeting anyway. So, okay, thank you, Ralph.
Are you cooking supper?
Only with your help.
All right, so do we need a motion for this, or is this by consensus?
I think consensus works fine.
I agree.
Okay. So to summarize.
If we're all going to be there, don't we need a certain amount of time notice?
That's where I'm going right now. Marjorie's got it. We need to advertise that this is a meeting of the Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. on August 3rd at the fire station for the purpose of viewing the protocols that are taking place with the fire and rescue. Is that close enough, Ralph?
It's perfect.
Donna?
Yes?
Monday the 3rd at 7 o'clock is Peter Ralston's presentation to the Historical Society.
That's right.
I'd rather see a different date, if I could be so bold.
Yeah, we have a public lecture series going.
How about the 5th?
The 5th, okay. Does anybody have a problem with the 5th?
Okay by me.
Jay, you okay with the 5th?
I'm just checking calendars now.
Okay. Bo, how about the 5th?
I'm perfect. Yep, fine. 7 o'clock Mark, again.
I'll be right back.
Okay, Mark, how about you with the 5th?
Yeah, I think it works.
Okay. Marjorie, the 5th? Okay. We're waiting for Jay to come back, and then we can make it.
Who was going to get the meeting with Matt Ridgway scheduled?
I'll do that. I'll get in touch with Matt. Good point. We forgot that part. And then I'll get back to you guys about a time. And Ralph, if you can think of somebody else who wants to come to that meeting, just let me know who you want to come so they get on the emails.
I'll put an announcement out to all the offices.
Okay, thank you.
So are we doing this August 5th?
Yeah, does that work for you?
I think so.
Okay. All right, so we'll be meeting at the firehouse. And people, if anyone else who happens to be on this call or listens to this, later on, if you want to come, that's fine, but you need to wear a mask. Thank you. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is approving the minutes of July 15th, 2020. Do I have a motion? Bo? You're muted.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I move to approve July 15, 2020's meeting minutes.
Second.
Oh, in second. I'll give this one to Jay, because last time David, I think, got it. So, moved by Bo, seconded by Jay. Now we'll do a roll call. Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Ms. Damon is yes to accept those minutes. And thank you, Christine, again, for all the hard work you do. Okay, other business. So do we have any other business here?
No. Bo's got his hand up.
I have a hand up.
Oh, Bo. Yes, thank you, Bo.
I have other business. Well, I don't know if it's business or just questions. What is the, I mean, this is only my second Zoom meeting. I just want to make sure I'm doing this right. Do you verbalize the second, or do you raise your hand, or how have you guys been doing this?
Well, we've been doing it both ways. So that's why sometimes I call on one person if I hear their voice and I don't see the hand. So, you know, we probably should be consistent. Good point. We probably should raise our hands, but that's a good point.
I don't want to be doing it wrong. That's
no, I don't think we've ever come up with a rule for that, have we? Okay. We kind of just go with the flow.
All right. The second question is, I've noticed that we don't have, I mean, this is the second time, the second meeting, and we don't have the warrant on. Is it adequate just signing the warrants, or should we have the totals announced during the meeting?
That's a question for Marjorie.
Early on, we came to the conclusion that there was no real way to review the warrant articles other than to go down to the town office and look at them. So rather than vote on them in the traditional manner, we can inspect them at the town office and sign them there. And if there's a question, it can be postponed till the next regular meeting and hold up the signing at that point.
But approving the expenditure of the certain amount, I mean, shouldn't that be announced? I don't know. I don't know if it was something that was agreed on before, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. We've never really gotten into the details of that. We've just kind of moved ahead, and I don't think we've had a situation yet where any of the articles or warrant items have been challenged. Certainly, if there are questions about a particular item, you know, you're free to contact Marjorie for an explanation.
Marjorie, what do you think about that? Should we have it in the record?
You can. All I need is the signatures on the warrant that approve the expenditure. That's what the auditor looks for, is your signatures. Yeah.
So what we've been doing in the past where we approve the warrant, we don't have to do that as long as we just sign it? Is that okay. What you're saying?
Well, I think...
I'm asking the question, Bo. I don't know the answer.
What we've done in the past is bring it to the meeting so that the selectmen could look at it and sign it. And I think that's a good tradition to get back into when we meet face to face. I don't think it's a bad idea, but they're, you know, I can't, you know, here it is.
No, well, I don't mean that. I mean, we can go to the town office and physically look at it and sign it at the town office, but on the agenda saying we want this warrant expending $10 or whatever for, you know, warrant whatever.
I can put that on the agenda if you'd like to.
I don't know what the correct policy is about it and stuff. I'm just curious.
I think signature is your vote.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Because once you've signed it, If Marjorie doesn't get three signatures, it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. I'm fine with it. I was just asking.
although maybe what we could do is at the Zoom meeting, say we have two warrants, number X and number Y.
I'll go get them.
In the amounts. And, you know, would you please come sign them tomorrow morning or whatever?
Yeah, we usually get that request by email.
Yeah.
Well, and because they're not necessarily lined up with when we have a meeting either.
Yeah.
So sometimes they have to be done in between.
Then I go back to your vote with your signature.
Do you want to know what they are?
No, Mark's got his hand up. Just a second. Mark?
I was just going to say, when I get a request to stop by to sign an expense warrant or two, most times I just breeze down through the issued checks. And if I have a question right then, I ask Marjorie at the town office.
Yeah, Madre, I think it's been more of a discussion rather than having to vote on anything. It's just, I think Bo brought up a good point, and I think it, that we need to do due diligence when we do look at those, because that is what part of what our a big part of what our job is, making sure the money's going in the right place. Because if all of a sudden Marjorie leaves for Tahiti, you know, we've got to be able to justify that to the rest of the community. So if we sign off on that Tahiti vacation, we could be in trouble.
Yeah, and now we really have to read them.
Anyone else have anything under other business? Is there anyone in the audience who got in here after we did public discussion who would like to bring something up? I don't see any hands. No. So I guess I would like to enter into a, you have a motion to go into executive session. And David, how do you, how do we get rid of the
Bye.
Pardon me?
I have Bye. To leave. Bye.
What we do at this point is to request our attendees to gracefully exit, and we will enter into executive session when they're all gone. And I make that motion that we go into executive session.
You have to mention
you've got to read the
pursuant to MRSA 405-6A to discuss the appointment of a planning board member and other personnel issues.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Okay, while the other two people are leaving, I'm going to just step away for a minute. I'll be right